what is likely to have happened is that Air Zimbabwe has gone to government and they have received guarantees around how they can lease commercial airlines from leasing companies. They are probably not going to be buying them. They are simply going to be leasing them because the buying option is a very expensive exercise. So they will be leasing those planes. The planes might be branded Air Zimbabwe, but you'll find that they are basically operated or powered by the leasing company.
Now, it seems as if Air Zimbabwe is springing from Norway and now they are taking to the skies. So do you believe in what they are saying right now?
This is doubtful because you realize that Air Zimbabwe is considered by the government of Zimbabwe as an asset which they pride themselves in. So probably they are going to do all they can to ensure that they can fly. But in terms of the actual viability of the company, that is questionable because for them to fly, they must have customers, they must have passengers. So for that to be sustainable, it is yet to be seen.